I'm sure I don't need to tell you that I'm very, very disappointed with you all. Or perhaps disappointed isn't quite the right word. Angry, perhaps. Incensed, even. Or possibly righteously furious. What exactly do they teach you in the military these days, Commander Shul? Painting? Calligraphy? Modern dance? It certainly doesn't seem to be anything useful, considering how royally you've screwed this up.
Sir, I...
Silence! If I want your opinion, Lieutenant Eshpen, although I sincerely doubt that I will, then I will ask for it. Do I make myself clear?
Yes, sir.
It is clear to me that trusting others to do my dirty work has become increasingly ineffective as of late. It seems high time that I cut my losses and solved this mess once and for all. Commander Shul, give me the brief again.
From the start, or...
Don't be ridiculous. From the end, if you will. And quickly, please. My patience has been tried enough for one day.
Yes, sir. After the initial capture of the crew of the RIN Eclipse and subsequent loss of Private Kardash, the Starstrider crew returned my crew to Esho via the Eclipse. The trip took approximately 3.5 months on reduced fuel consumption and stripped functions. It is not known whether the explosive device planted by Officer Gray in the engine room of the Starstrider was effective. However, the last known destination of the RIN Starstrider was Earth, the Milky Way solar system.
Stop. So, reading between the lines, what you're telling me is that you failed to destroy the ship. You failed to frame the crew. You lost one of your own crew members, and you still wasted fuel to get back here. No, I am not pleased, Commander. Or should I say, Private Shul, you've been demoted. Meg!
Yes, sir?
Has the transport for Private Shul here arrived yet?
It's waiting outside, sir.
Good. Off you go, Shul. Don't let me catch sight of you ever again.
But, sir, this is ridiculous.
I would recommend that you don't finish that sentence. Go on now, chop chop. Wouldn't want to keep the nice transit driver waiting.
Permission to speak, sir?
Granted.
What's going to happen to Command... I mean, Private Shul, sir? He's always been an exemplary commanding officer, as long as I've known him.
Your concern is touching, Eshpen, but you needn't worry. Shul is returning to the Real Re-Education Center. I'm sure he'll enjoy the chance to catch up on some old friends.
I see. Thank you, sir.
Well, now that that business is dealt with, it's time we turn to the next matter. Officer Gray, it's been a while since we last spoke, hasn't it? Oh, don't act so shy. I can hardly see you cowering in the corner over there. Come into the light so I can get a good look at you. Now then, Michael. May I call you Michael? All these titles are such a bore. So, Michael, what do you have to say for yourself?
I'm not sure.
No, of course you're not. You never are you? Always someone else's fault. Always someone else's problem. Well, it looks like that trick has long outstayed its use. Your race is run.
It's what?
Don't you know it's rude to interrupt? Well, no matter. It must be hard for you, Michael. First-generation citizen, always second best. You see, this is why I thought you'd excel. Hungry for knowledge and a chance to prove yourself. But all good things must come to an end. And you failed me. Your AI was no match for Designation SAF. You've proved yourself to be spineless, and I've no use for a waste of space.
Am I going to a re-education center? Like Shul?
You! Re-educated! Oh, dear me, no. Re-education is for people who are of use, Michael. And frankly, you are of no use whatsoever. No, I have something else in mind for you.
What?
Lieutenant Eshpen, come here a moment, would you? Now, Michael, here's an example of what being a good, law-abiding Eshin can get you here on Esho. Eshpen, if I may be quite candid, you aren't having much luck lately, are you? You are second in command on a failed mission, and your commander is now in re-education. It's not a good look on your career. However, I'm loath to waste good resources, and I admire your loyalty. It's one of your most redeeming qualities.
In fact, I would like to offer you the chance to redeem yourself entirely and come and work for me. What would you say to that?
I would enjoy that, sir.
Wonderful. There's just one tiny little thing you have to do for me first. Kill him.
What?
You heard.
What? Right now?
No point beating about the bush. Kill him and we can all get on with our day. Off you go. No time like the present.
Yes, sir.
Wait, Ashpin. Ashpin? We're friends, right? I did all that work for you. We spent so much time on the eclipse together. You can't kill me. Not now. Please.
Sorry, Gray. Orders are orders.
No, wait. Please. I can't die like this. I'll do anything. Anything at all. Just don't.
Excellent job, Ashpin. Nice and clean. I think you'll do very well by my side.
Thank you, sir.
Come back here tomorrow morning for your new orders. Bright and early. Oh, and don't worry about the body. A cleaner will be by to clean things up.
Of course, sir. See you tomorrow.
Meg, be a dear. Do you ever think about dying?
No, sir. Why do you ask?
You never wonder what it's like to die.
AIs do not die. We merely cease to function.
Of course. How very well put.
Sir, do you ever wonder?
No, I never do. Send in the cleaners, won't you? And call the regional news in. There's something I need to arrange.